I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo. Welcome to a movie that is not Twilight, but is about a teenager in a relationship with a vampire.
Yes.
So, close
Welcome
enough.
Welcome to still vampire hell.
Yes.
It's just a different quadrant.
It's a fun quadrant.
It's the 80s quadrant.
It's the quadrant
anyway,
that, yes, doesn't take itself so seriously.
If this is your first week with us, welcome. If this is not your first week with us, welcome back.
Thank you.
We thank you very much for being here with us to watch and relive these tales in painful and excruciating detail.
As much as we can put forth.
As much as we can handle. And as much as you can handle, really. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for your Patreon donations. Thank you for being you. Yes, we do bonus episodes on Patreon every other week, or at least twice
good.
A month. And that is on patreon.com/YouGotHeigled, YouGotHeigld.
Yeah.
We talk 90 Day Fiancé. We play games. We've made a couple of games. We've got Plotsy, where James or I guess a movie plot of a poster of a movie that we've never seen before. If James is guessing what the movie is about, then there's definitely somebody being stabbed.
Yeah.
And then also we play, I made a fucking board game, everybody.
It's
called Make Your Own Rom-Com.
It's amazing.
And it is fun. I am working on it. I'm trying to work on it so that you guys can buy a copy of it because it is fucking fun.
And last week we just did a career retrospective,
yes,
on Kevin Costner, and
well, of course,
you want to hear that.
We had to kick it off with the cause.
We'll
obviously, I mean, you guys do know, usually on the movie posters I try to Photoshop us, James and I, our heads into the the main characters,
corresponding movies,
and into the movies, but with Kevin Costner it just didn't feel right to Photoshop either of our heads.
Well,
on
I
Kevin
mean, we,
Costner
we can't be the cause, obviously.
So yeah, I mean, you want
can.
To be as handsome as the cause, but it's
yeah.
just not going to happen for you. And I think that you're the most handsome.
Well, obviously,
which is the problem.
The cause,
I mean. And I mean, so what else should we be doing but looking in adoration?
Absolutely. So this week is Make Your Own Rom-Com.
Mm-hmm. And last week, you should definitely watch
the
career in retrospect of The Cause. You should definitely watch it. You should listen to our take of it. We just,
yes,
you know, you're not gonna know some of the movies that he was in. But
yeah,
anyway.
Absolutely.
James.
Yes.
Last week, we watched The Proposal.
We did.
Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds.
And it sucked.
It sucked. This week, we watched Once Bitten.
And it sucked in a much better way.
Yes, and next week we're off. Which is going to suck, but also not going
to
suck.
Well, I need to save my energy for Twilight,
yes,
when we come back.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, James said, he goes, oh, okay, cool, can't wait for the finale of Twilight. And I was like, no. There are two more. And he's like, how are there two more?
I said, there's not two more.
No. He said to me, he looked at me like I was making it up. And
I
he
thought
was like,
was...
he goes, how are there two more? There
I
were
thought...
just two more. I was like, yeah,
yeah,
I told you the last, after we watched it, I said, there are still
no.
two more.
No, this series is like being in the Donner Party.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, that hill, after that hill, we're going to get yeah. where we're going. And the next thing you know, everyone's eating each other because you never got there.
Right.
That's what Twilight is. We will resort to cannibalism probably midway through this movie just because we won't know what to do in part four.
Maybe.
Or five
it's
or
fine.
Eight or wherever the hell we're on.
Anyway, so this week we watched Once Bitten.
Yes.
1985.
Yes.
It's 1 hour and 34 minutes. Very merciful.
Very merciful.
Oh, and by the way, for the record, if you're keeping track, if you're keeping score, James did pick this movie this
I
week.
I did. This is my pick.
Yes. He was supposed to pick last week, but instead James's brother picked, and it was The Proposal because
Which
James
was good.
Not,
it worked
you know,
out.
I mean, it was good. It worked out. Thank you, Eric. But
Once Bitten, and I have to thank my Small Town Murder podcast partner, Jimmy Wisman, for remembering Once Bitten existed.
Yeah.
And when he brought it up, I said, well, we have to do that this week,
yes,
on PS I Hate This Movie, because we both grew up watching it repeatedly.
Yeah.
I full disclosure, I had somehow, my mother wasn't good at returning videos in the 80s, like to video stores. So I had a few movies that she just never returned to video stores and then never went back to that video store. So one of them was...
Yeah, well, you got to do that. You can never show your face there again.
No. One of them was Once Bitten. So I had Once Bitten, Beverly Hills Cop, a few of these movies. I watched Once Bitten 100,000 times when I was a child.
Yeah, he'll randomly quote it.
I know it all.
Starring Jim Carrey, Cleavon Little, and Lauren Hutton.
I mean, come on.
It's beautiful.
Come on. Jim Carrey and Cleavon Little? I mean, you're getting comic geniuses, for Christ's sake.
You really are.
You're getting the whole thing here. This is wild.
One thing I did, I don't know why I thought I remembered Hector Lasagna being in this movie.
Well, I mean, what, in the Cleavon Little role?
No, I didn't think that he was in the Cleavon Little role. Okay. I don't remember what role I thought that he was.
Yeah, there's no other, like, men over 20 in this movie. They're all, like, young guys and Lauren Hutton.
Yeah, I just don't know why I remembered. Maybe I just always remember. Maybe I think that Hector Lasagna is in every movie.
I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea. If you put him in most movies, he's going to be good.
What if they did like Seinfeld vision, but with Hector Lasagna?
Just stuck in there somewhere.
If you haven't watched 30 Rock, they make this show where they just put Jerry Seinfeld in every, because they have...
NBC's out of ideas. Yeah. Seinfeld was popular, so they decided to just put him in all the new shows.
Because they have him saying, like, you know, he's got 9 seasons of any amount of sentences. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
It's hilarious.
The IMDb description. A vampire countess needs to drink the blood of a virgin in order to keep her eternal beauty. It seems that all is hopeless until she bumps into Mark Kendall.
Oh, boy.
That's very...
That's exactly what happened.
There's a couple of taglines.
Oh, is there?
Yes. Mark Kendall just found out that his one-night stand has been around for centuries. That's pretty good.
That's not bad. That's a good one.
A one-night stand with eternal complications.
That's better.
Also,
I like
not
that
bad.
One better.
And then a tasty comedy.
Yeah, that sucks. That's no good. That's just cheesy. But I like this. I like B.
Yes.
In that one.
And the fun fact, I'm actually kind of glad that it didn't end up this way, but the fun fact is the role of the Countess was written for Elvira.
Oh, no. That wouldn't have worked
at
all.
No, Lauren Hutton was great.
You need Lauren Hutton was perfect as like, she was just...
She was funny. She was sexy.
She had to be. That's the thing. Elvira is silly. Mm-hmm. Elvira is not sexy. She's silly.
Campy,
she's campy. She's a different type of thing. Not that she's not an attractive woman or whatever, but she wasn't like, that
not
wasn't her shtick.
Role.
Her shtick was like, had a bit of camp in it, whereas this role needed someone who was like a knock your socks off movie star and is just getting to the, you know, just getting a little bit, pushing the age a little bit to where a 20-year-old might go, do you know my mom?
Yeah.
You know, instead of being like, you're hot. So it works.
The movie begins with Cleavon Little straightening up the house, okay? So he's wearing, like, you can tell that this is like a big 80s mansion. Everything is white. Everything is plastic. Everything is clear.
The kitchen, by the way, is identical to every kitchen that they redo on every TV show now.
Every time that you watch Chip and Joanna Gaines and she's like, oh, white cabinets. That's exactly what this house looks like.
Every house on House Hunters.
It's a huge 80s mansion.
Yeah. It's white couches with like neon pink and green pillows, throw pillows on them and shit. It's
and
very
there's
80s.
Like, it's like clear back chairs.
Oh,
like
yeah.
It's just
oh,
like, yeah. It's all white.
Super
and
80s.
It's weird. It's
oh,
super
man.
80s. It's
like the
it's
pinnacle of 80s luxury is what it is. It's like, ooh,
but
rich.
He's walking around the house. He's kind of straightening up the house. He's adjusting a picture, like straightening it out. He's making breakfast.
Wearing knee-high riding boots, by the way. So you can tell he's...
And like
something.
Riding pants, maybe?
They're dress pants, but they're like flared. Like they look like riding pants,
flared,
but they're like dress pants. Like,
but they're flared like in the thigh area. I don't
like
remember
a riding
what those pants.
Pant.
Yeah, I don't remember what those pants were called. But
I don't
anyway.
Know. He's got like a pantaloon situation
he
happening.
He looks great.
Cleavon Little is amazing in this movie,
oh
by the
God.
Way. His movements, the first like 3 minutes of the movie is
the
just
delivery,
is him walking around, and just him walking around is very interesting.
Yeah.
The way he does things and the way he's
carrying
just
a
amazing.
Breakfast in bed tray. He's got like, there's like a tumbler full of a red liquid with celery in it. And you know, like he's
like a Bloody Mary.
Yeah. And he can open both doors. I have a problem with this because I think that the vampires are magical in this movie, but
the
magic powers don't make sense. They open, he opens, so it's a double door to go into this bedroom.
Yeah, like a French door situation.
He opens both of the doors with one hand. So how does he twist, both of them, going the opposite way with one hand while carrying a breakfast in bed.
Unless it was cracked, but we don't know that. That's all we can...
But then he shut them both and twisted it with both hands.
I agree.
So that he can open both of them with one hand,
but then later on,
it.
Doors just open, double doors open all the time as people walk through them. So I don't know if that's just this house is set up for double
but
doors to pop.
But if it's locked, they can't... Like, it's like, oh, it's locked.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. That's one of the main... There's a lot of like things that you would go, these are scientific kind of inconsistencies in this movie, but there's a few.
I feel like we should be... like so. Twilight does a good job of where he shows us...
Calm down. Relax. Hang back a second.
Just follow me here.
Okay, all right. What do you got?
Twilight does a good job of giving expository things about what vampires can do. So he's like, I can read people's mind. Alice can see the future. This person does this. Like, he tells you, so you're like, okay, cool. Like, you have this plot. Plausible, like,
I guess.
Thing where you're like, okay, maybe that person can do that.
It's because they make shit up. That's why. Like, this is...
Well, I just mean it covers up a lot of laziness. So if there is some holes, you're like, I don't know, maybe that's a weird vampire thing.
That's these vampires are your standard brand vampires.
No, they're not.
They're like, they sleep at night in a coffin.
Yeah,
they
have no problems going out in the sun.
Yeah, but like they sleep. No, they come out at night. They go to bed at sunset. Remember?
I know, but he's walking around school, no problem.
He is because he hasn't gotten his third bite yet. It's like the vaccination. He needed like another 4 weeks.
Well, whatever. Anyway, the 80s-ness of this house is gorgeous. So he's obviously, Cleavon Little is bringing this tray in and he opens up a coffin. And this movie has a lot of like nudge, nudge, wink, wink, like right in your face fucking humor. I love it. You know,
well, because it's kind of a spoof of.
Good morning. It's sunset.
Yeah. It's kind of a spoof of your traditional vampire movie. Yeah. So they're like making jokes that nowadays would be like beyond corny, but then they were like, get it? Like, you know, like it's a spoof.
What do you think about that? So she's drinking a glass of blood. So it's blood because she, you know, she takes a sip of it and she says, Austrian peasant. Early 1700s? Oh, positive. But still not a virgin. So she, you know, like she's very fancy.
They
she's
have
very
vintage
beautiful.
Blood
they
like
have
wine.
Vintage blood, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got like a piece of celery, like a stalk of celery in it to be like, you
fancy.
Know, maybe it's a Bloody Mary, like winkety wink, like, you
exactly.
know what I mean? Anyway. So she asks Cleavon a little when Halloween is, and she tells us, you know, right out the gate, because I need to drink virgin blood three times before All Hallows Eve.
Sebastian, you know I need to drink the blood of a virgin three times before All Hallows Eve. Like, that's the plot of the movie. Yeah.
And then
I love it right out.
She says, being a vampire in the 20th century is a nightmare, which I did think was funny because that is such a quintessentially 80s thing.
Yes.
Like, oh, being a vampire in the 20th century, being a woman in the 20th century is such a nightmare.
The phrase, well, it's the 80s, was a huge phrase in the 80s. Uh-huh. And it was like, you know, that was kind of one of those like, phew.
Okay, but imagine if there was the internet in the 80s and we had to hear about it's the 80s as much as we had to hear like, oh, 2020, like year is going to actually change anything about the shitstorm we have that's going
it's
on.
True.
It's still the same shitstorm, just we just write a new date on our checks.
Nothing
that's
different.
But one of the humor is that he said, another thing is that he says, like, did we wake up on the wrong side of the coffin today? So there is a lot of
there's
humor
a lot of
like that.
That.
Yeah.
Like I said, but back then that wasn't really that corny. That was sort of
yeah,
there
exactly.
wasn't there
that
hadn't
was,
been 100 spoof vampire
that
movies.
Was funny.
There was no Dracula Dead and Loving It and all that shit. None of that existed back then,
and we had no internet memes to beat a joke to the ground.
Nope.
Because now we have so many internet memes where we're like, oh cool, like I've seen 20 variations of that joke in the last five minutes.
Well, like spoof wise, because this is almost a spoof, like spoof wise the only real like true spoofs at the time were like Airplane and Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein and maybe Kentucky Fried Movie, something like that.
Yeah.
But it didn't really exist in the vampire genre at all. So,
and yay, we have it.
It's this movie, too, by the way, couldn't have existed 5 years after it was made.
No.
Because 5 years later...
Perfect.
5 years later, casual sex wasn't the same anymore. Like 5 years later, everyone was like, oh my God, if you touch someone, you get AIDS. Like everyone was freaking. 85, people were like, I don't fucking know. That's fine.
Yeah.
But by the time 90 came around, like everybody, there was no casual sex. It would have been a full joke about, the whole movie would have been jokes about, is it safe to bite him because does he have, you know, a disease? That's all it would have been.
Yeah.
Whereas in the 80s, it was still cool to just fuck strangers with no condoms.
The vampire crew shows up, okay? And so, you know, you have more jokes about like how old they are. There's a lot of jokes yeah. about how old they are.
Which is the same as they're still doing that in Twilight.
Yeah. Wipe your boots, 120 years old, and you still have Georgia Clay on your boots. Yeah. You know, like he's
obviously like a Civil War soldier.
Yeah. The vampire crew says that they cannot find a virgin because virginity isn't popular anymore.
Yeah.
Question for you, James. Okay, so this movie is very 80s. Once you walk, movie. This house is very 80s. When you walk into the bedroom, okay, do you remember there's an exercise bike as you walk in?
Absolutely.
Why?
Why a vampire?
Is she on an exercise bike?
She gets
bike?
On it while they're talking to her. Yeah, you're like, what, you got to keep in shape? You're a fucking
do
vampire.
Do they need to exercise?
They're vampires. I thought the
but
same
doesn't
thing.
Doesn't the blood of a virgin make you youthful and beautiful? Like, why do you need to be on an exercise bike?
You're immortal, so it's not like I got to get my cardio in. I don't want to have a heart attack. You're immortal. I mean, maybe your ass gets fat still. I don't know. Maybe that's what she was worried
about.
She's
only drinking blood.
That's true. I don't. Her diet is very... Yeah, it's a good point. I think it just to make...
And also...
It was a joke. It's because it's a spoof. Like, oh, she even gets on her exercise bike because it's the 80s and everybody gets on an exercise bike.
I really take severe umbrage with that.
It's
it was
stupid,
just a weird note.
It is. But I think it's more of a joke about the 80s than it is about anything else.
We cut after that. And now we're going to meet Jim Carrey. So we have a voiceover of Jim Carrey talking to his girlfriend. And like, I would say not peer pressuring. But he's really making a case for having sex with him.
He's like, listen, you know, it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. She's this like, is what people in love want to do.
She said, well, like, I don't want to do it in a car. And he goes, well, how about an ice cream truck? Because that's what he drives.
Of course, because that's what he drives. He's in. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like she's just like, come on. Like, and he's being polite and respectful.
Yeah,
like,
he's not trying to force it in or anything. He's like, come on. He's not going to proceed unless she says yes. We'll put it that way. But he's gonna try
to
convince her.
He's not interested in non-consensual sex.
No, clearly not.
I will say that clearly his character seems to be whatever. And so they're making out. And
he actually talks her into it at one point.
Yeah, at the end, right?
No, right then.
During this part.
Yeah.
Okay. So this movie is full of a lot of like, I don't know if they just couldn't get them. So the theme song of Once Bitten, it kind of sounds like
Once Bitten.
It kind of sounds a little bit like Steve Perry.
It's a female singer.
I know, but like there's a part where she kind of sounds like Steve Perry.
I thought it sounded like the Pointer Sisters, kind of like the Beverly Hills Cop.
And then there's a song in there later on in the movie where it sounds like it's Madonna.
That's on purpose because it's 85.
And this guy right here, they couldn't get John Candy.
Oh, no.
So they got this guy who knocks on the window and asks for a creamsicle, of course,
because
it's an ice cream truck in a parking lot at night.
Yeah.
So she wants to have sex with him, but she also wants it to be special. So he's like, okay, you know, like, whatever. There's a bunch of people banging in this parking lot.
It's
like
everywhere.
Everyone's having sex
there's
in this parking lot.
Feet hanging out and asses going up and down. Should we say now that this movie, by the way, is Grease?
Yes.
This movie, I never noticed it because when I was a kid, I never watched Grease. But as soon as we started watching this movie again that I've seen a million times, I went, holy shit, this movie's Grease.
Yeah, it's just Grease.
It's exactly. There's even a dance-off thing. It's
except
Grease.
For Jim Carrey's not like ashamed to be going out with Robin.
No. He wants to go out with Robin, but it's the same theme, even the black thing, the whole with like dressing in black and that whole thing. And then it's like if Cha-Cha was a vampire. That's the only difference.
Yes.
But otherwise, it's structured like Grease. His friend feel like the Grease posse, like that.
I will say
group,
that his
like the T-Birds,
his two lackeys felt like the T-Birds.
They felt
Putzy and Duty,
absolutely.
Or whatever. But they also felt like, oh God, what's his name? Anthony Michael Hall.
They also felt like the Nerds, Revenge of the Nerds, a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, that's because that was what was popular. That was 84, Revenge of the Nerds. So
here's what I thought was hilarious. This is dialogue. So Jim Carrey's at like a clown stand. Okay, it's like a burger clown. His friends work at this place called Burger Circus.
Yeah.
And the one friend who's like Anthony Michael Hall slash Kanicki or, you know, Putzy or whatever.
Yeah, he's like a redheaded 80s kid.
He says, it's the 6 years rule. If they wait 6 years, they figure why bother? And I was like, what?
A girl won't have sex with you then after that.
Yeah, she's just like, whatever. If you've been going out with me for 6 years, why bother, I guess?
The rest of your life will be sexless for both of you.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the other thing, too, I must say. These teenagers, if you watch this movie with modern eyes, you're going to be like, oh, it's very offensive with a lot of things they say. But the fact that they portray these teenagers as fucking idiots that don't know better, to me, makes it... like later on, there's a thing that we'll talk about.
It is very commentary on this.
It's not like, it's realistic to what teenagers were in the in the 80s and shit like that. But it's also like they're idiots, and it's kind of showing that that's
because I went to go see a movie with one of my friends. I think I don't remember what movie it was. And there was these two teenage kids, and they were outside like at the mall because the movie theater was in the mall. And they came up to us and they said some like random cheesy like pickup line to us. And I just looked at them and I went, really? Like, I'm going to be 30 next year. And he was like, like, you know, like whatever. And then he ran off. And I was just like, come on.
It's,
I don't remember what it was. It was something with like where like I had to find something with the D or something. But I saw it from a mile away and I was like, really? Like,
yeah.
But like that's what teenagers try to do. Like they, you know, you just got to bop them.
They emulate the worst that they've seen. And so that's what they do here that like...
Where like it's you're not, like you can make fun of these guys. Like one guy gets thrown into a Maytag at some point. Like I mean, like they're idiots, and they should like they get what's coming to them. Like
exactly.
So they're big assholes, and like they're trying to be pervs, and they always get what's coming.
It never works out for them. They're not cool. They're not rewarded for their behavior.
No. They're never rewarded.
The movie
for the
always bops them on the nose for whatever they do.
Always bops them, and good. Good. That's a good lesson. Jim Carrey wants to go and have sex with a strange woman and then go back to Robin and be fine.
Because he's got pressure. He goes, maybe then I won't have all this pressure to get laid. I can just relax with Robin and then, you know, when it comes, it comes.
And I also, so this is another thing that they said that this is a sexual wasteland or no one wants to have sex with you because...
They're in like the valley. Yeah. They're in L.A.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They're not in Kansas. They're not, you know, they're in L.A.
You guys are nerds.
Yeah, they're in like, you know, they're...
You're wearing a clown shirt. Right now. No, I'm not having sex with you. Sorry.
They're in like Torrance.
Yeah.
They're like, it's terrible.
So they're going to go to Hollywood.
No one fucks in Glendale.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Like, what are you talking about?
Like the blonde guy, the redhead guy seriously says, he's like, we live in a sexual wasteland.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you are a sexual wasteland.
Go to the beach, idiot. Yeah. What are you doing? It was weird.
So they're going to go to Hollywood Boulevard in the ice cream truck.
Which
I didn't understand that at all.
And this is that shot that every 80s movie that's in L.A., set in L.A. has of them riding down the street, looking out the window.
Seeing,
look at that
these
one.
These weird people are.
Yeah. The woman with the lion.
They're in these like London fog trench coats and like ties because they're 18-year-olds and they're trying to look like older, I guess. So they just wore these like trench coats.
They're
and
going
ties.
To a bar.
Yeah, they look
so
like
they
they're just
look
leaving like an insurance conference.
Jim Carrey looks like he's on his way to a job interview to sell life insurance.
Yeah.
And he's like, is my tie straight? I just realized that the driving in part is, I'd have to watch it again, but I think it's a spoof or whatever,
a
nod to Beverly Hills Cop.
It might be.
Because I believe that it almost has the same exact kind of people walking.
Yeah, it might.
Because
you said
that
there was another scene
structure.
That you said kind of felt like Beverly Hills Cop, too.
Yeah, but I mean, that was 84. This is 85. Both. So, I mean, it would make sense. But I don't know. There's something that opening scene when they're looking really feels like Beverly Hills Cop a lot to me when he's driving in at Beverly
There's
Hills.
There's a photo shoot happening. There is a woman walking a lion on
a
leash. There is
chicks dancing.
There's so much happening, and then there's also the vampire crew.
So they're blending right in.
The
is what
vampire,
they're trying to show.
They're trying to be like there's a bunch of freaks. The freaks come out at night. Everybody's crazy here. Like you know, whatever.
The vampires were the least strange looking people that
and
they showed.
The vampires, the vampires go out bar hopping because they're all looking for
a virgin.
A virgin.
Why don't you look at bars for a virgin? Rather than
and
a high school.
They see the ice cream truck and like I guess they are like virgins. Like so they're,
they're pointing
like,
at
they're
it.
They're like, let's go find like that's our mark right there, right?
Boom.
So they can't get into some club, so they get to go to the phone-a-date club where they have a bunch of phones on the table.
The most.
They're like all a bunch of like red lips phones, and this place looks
80s.
Crazy 80s, and I love it.
Well, just the theme of it, first of all, it's like a pickup joint where you all have phones on the table, like those kind of
singles.
And
there's numbers on the table.
Yeah.
You can like call them.
You call, hey, 22, how's it going? I'm over here at number 6. You're looking fine. You want to have
they
a drink
have,
with me?
Yeah.
It's because the 80s singles bars were a big thing in the 80s.
Yeah.
They were actually called the singles bars. So like that's what that was. And it was that was dead by the 90s. Like that's as a little kid, I remember seeing that as like, I was like, is that what being an adult's like?
Yeah.
And you go to bars and like call people from your table.
I really wanted a scene where it was somebody like Colty on 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life, where he was just like, I have six cats, I'm unemployed, I've been divorced, I recently broke up, and I live with my mother. Like, I'm basically giving you my worst.
Yeah, here's
so,
what
like,
I got.
It can only get better from here. I wanted somebody to do that in the movie so bad because that would have been really funny. Yep, anyway.
Never happened, though.
So... the blonde guy, the redhead guy, has so much confidence for someone who should absolutely have zero confidence.
He's got a pitch and
Carrey, yeah, Jim Carrey is so hilarious. So it doesn't take much for him like to see what like, to what he looks like, because he's just so funny. Like you would just be like, okay, whatever. Like he's just so disarming. But this redhead guy, he has this whole thing. He's like, hi.
He's such a creep.
I'm a Sagittarius.
I'm Russ. I'm a Sagittarius.
I love candlelit dinners.
Surfing. Walks
I love
on the
surfing.
Beach, candlelit dinners.
Walks on the beach, candlelit dinners, and I'm a mature person and you're a mature person. So
let's cut the bullshit.
Let's cut the bullshit and do what we really want to do.
Yeah, that's his line that he gives to everybody.
You would absolutely look at that man. Every one of you people listening right now, if somebody said that to you, to your face... you would be like, no. And then you would just like, fuck you, get out of my face.
I think you'd probably laugh and be like, that would be a funny
no,
line.
No, get away from me. Yeah.
Like, you're not serious. And then if he was serious, you'd be like, oh my God, you're
so
the worst.
They get a call and it's, you know, they're hitting on the redhead guy. And then they get another call from the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the what is his name? Russ? The
Russ,
redhead guy?
Yes.
Russ answers the phone and he's like, Studs R Us.
Yeah.
You're going to slap that boy right in the face. You're going to open palm fucking slap him.
He's never done this before. Yeah. He doesn't know that doesn't work.
Anything that guy says, you're just like, ooh, like in person, you are getting an open palm slap.
But the thing is, it never works.
Yeah.
That's what's funny about it. He's an idiot.
So it's the Countess, Lauren Hutton, the vampire at the bar. And she says, hello, tall, dark, and handsome about Jim Carrey. Because she says that she wants the one in the middle to come
the
over.
The red tie.
It would have been funny if it was... I mean, obviously, I know that Dumb and Dumber came out later. But if he said to her, nice at a Hooters, she got there.
Well, yes, but at the time,
you've seen this movie 800 times. I've seen Dumb and Dumber 8,000 times. Yeah. That's one of my favorite movies. So she tells him to just call me Countess, and he's like this is the dumb thing. Is this how teenage boys were? Because I would be like, why? Like, how old are you? Like, I would just be asking
so
many questions about why your name is Countess.
No, if you're 18 years old and you're trying to get laid for the first time, you don't care.
I would have a lot of questions.
What her name? Well, you're not a guy who is horny. That's why I'm 18. But if you were, you wouldn't have any questions except for, can I see your boobs? That would be the only question.
You could see
her
boobs.
And you could.
By the way, oh my God. Do I want to wear everything that Lauren Hutton
was
wearing in this movie?
Very jealous.
Style icon.
Excuse me.
I was just like, oh my goodness.
That's
I
awesome.
Need everything that she was wearing.
No shit, man. Yeah,
because,
she had some style.
It was beautiful. She had some style.
Vampire
she was
chic.
Looking great. She was very chic. She was very classy. She had that cigarette thing. Ugh, yeah. To die for. I would have let her bite me on the inside of my thigh.
That's what I mean. What's the worst that can happen?
Anyway,
another thing too. Quickly, this is 85 Jim Carrey. So this is Jim Carrey. Way before Ace Ventura.
He's very aw shucks.
This is Jim Carrey pre In Living Color, even when he started to come out of his shell. This is Jim Carrey that got a movie role and fucking is trying to...
Oh, he's so good.
He's trying to be an actor in this movie role. And there's like a couple of scenes where there's glimpses where you're like, oh, there's Jim Carrey in there.
Yeah.
Where like he's just doing his own thing for a second and they just let it go. But otherwise, he's very contained.
Yeah.
And they have him very boxed in. And you're thinking like, okay, it's a comedy movie. And you have...
Jim Carrey.
Fucking Jim Carrey. And you're like, just be cool and be very straight. Yeah. And you're like, why? You have to let him go.
So,
he did stand up. He was crazy when he did stand up.
Yeah.
And they knew what he had.
The two lackeys. What was the other kid's name? It was Russ and...
Shit. What is his name?
He was so forgettable. He was my favorite.
He's hilarious.
He was my favorite
of
the two of them. But so they start, they call this table and it's, you can tell that they're like middle-aged ladies.
Yeah. They look like divorcees out on the town.
Yeah, they're talking to these women, and this bald man comes up, and he's like, "You whore."
He's right away, whore.
Right up to his wife, and he's like, "Oh, like this is what you do," and like blah, blah, blah. And then he's, you know, and so the
he's
kids
like,
are
pedophilia.
Starting, yeah.
Like, how old is he?
The boys are like, "Let's talk about this like mature adult. I'm not Chester. My name is Jamie. My name is Jamie. This is Russ. We go to high school." Like, they're like, you know, they're immediately telling on themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's the cops get called. There's a huge fight that
whips out a gun.
Yeah.
And the bouncer grabs him.
And he fires a shot
into the ceiling. It's crazy.
So the boys are being arrested by two lady police officers.
For some reason, they're being arrested. I don't know why.
I don't know why they were being arrested.
They were like assaulted with a gun. Like they're being arrested.
Yeah, the guy that had the gun.
He pulled a gun on them.
The guy that had a gun. The wife was like, "Oh, did Daddy hurt himself?" And he's like, "Yeah, Daddy was very bad." And I'm like, "What the fuck is happening? Why are the two boys being arrested?"
A weird relationship.
But then, like Cleavon Little and the Countess were like, "Oh, you're going to get arrested. You're going to spend the night in jail." Like, I was like, "Why?" Oh, maybe because of the underage alcohol?
Oh, because they're not 21. Yeah, maybe that's
probably
it. But the fucking bar would be in trouble, not them.
Yeah, and I was going to say, the bar would be in trouble. And then also, like, I think that maybe you tell those two to go home and then you arrest the guy with the gun.
Yeah, worry about the guy bucking shots off in a public establishment rather than two teenagers who had a couple of beers trying to get laid.
Russ needs to be put in his place a little bit. Maybe a night in jail will help him stop being so confident.
Lauren Hutton stops Jim Carrey from going to help his friends. Yeah. She's like, "Well, they're on their own. They know what they're doing."
Yeah, so she's like, you know, like they're on their own now.
Yeah.
We have to go and find our own way.
They're outdoors now.
Yeah, they're outdoors
There's
now.
There's nothing you can help them with.
So she talks him into going to her mansion and...
Vampire fuck mansion, I've been calling it.
The vampire fuck mansion. And so one of the vampire lackeys drives his ice cream truck to the mansion.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's in the limo with Lauren Hutton.
And as they're walking out of the limo, the front doors just open on their own. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is double doors.
They pop right open.
So they pop right open. Okay.
Yeah.
So if she is magical.
Yeah.
Let's say why. Okay, so she's magical. She's whatever. She's got many powers, blah, blah, blah.
He said she can fly earlier.
Yeah, so she can fly. Oh, okay.
I don't
see
any of that.
The reason
why
she needs to drink the virgin blood and why the other vampires are so into it, like the vampire crew, she has a crew because she is like the mafia and she will protect them.
Yeah, she's the she's the head of the vampire crew. Click. So
she will protect them. Yeah. And so she needs to be young and beautiful, but she's like 390 years old. So it's not like she's like, well, you know, the vampire lifespan, I know it's eternal, but really it's 450. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, she said she was 390 and Cleavon Little said,
400
if you're a day.
But why does she have Cleavon Little for like a butler?
I don't know why she needs
a vampire
butler.
I get if he's like
butler.
Her hair and makeup because she's like, make me look beautiful. Yeah.
He
and
does
like
that too.
That makes sense. But
he's her everything.
But she has magic. So like, why doesn't she just get her own fucking Bloody Mary?
I don't know. That's a good point. She can just whip one up. But I mean, why does anybody have anybody then? Why would she need anybody? She could just sit there and summon shit with magic.
That's what I mean.
What kind of movie is that?
I just wanted to know a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Cleavon Little's hilarious. That's why she has him.
Well, I mean,
she wanted some comic relief. God damn it.
He could have just been a great roommate.
Maybe he is, but he likes to help her out because she's, I don't know. I don't know what the hell Cleavon Little's role in this is, but clearly he was made a vampire to be
some
sort of butler.
I'm just happy he was cast in this movie. He was great.
He's fantastic.
Anyway, Jim Carrey asks if she is a prostitute, and she says, "I'll be whatever you want me to be." So he's like, "Great, because I only have $5."
Yeah, only have $5.
The funny thing is that I would absolutely be terrified walking into this house because I'd be like, "I'm absolutely going to be murderized. Like, I need to call my parents. Like, I will be murdered right now."
Yeah, see, that's the difference. Well, that's the difference between 2021 and 1985. 1985, you just went to people's houses and fuck them without a condom, and that's how you did life.
Gross.
And now you go, "I think they're going to serial kill me," and you send 12 people your location, you know, because people have learned by being serial killed. So it's like they figured it out now.
I love
to minimize
this is
the
your
risk.
New verb, serial killed.
Yeah, well, it's a thing that happens to people.
Cleavon Little is
trying to prevent
so
it.
She says, "I'm going to go slip into something more comfortable." Cleavon Little is hiding in the closet. This is another line where she's like, "Sebastian, come out of the closet," and he's like, "Oh, I came out of the closet centuries ago."
I came out of the closet centuries ago.
There are so many like jokes like that in this movie. It's hilarious.
He's awesome.
So She comes back. She's wearing some jammy jams, which are, I mean, just, I need this dramatic robe. It's beautiful.
If there was a breeze in there, it would have just been flowing in it. It was,
my God.
They needed a fan going in that
Me
joint.
Getting some cookies, I would just be like, I would feel fabulous. Oh, oh, give me my mini cookies.
Come to me, Entenmann's.
Come to me, Entenmann's. Oh, is that a breeze?
Oh, my.
I just need a lot of dramatic.
This is lacy and black and all sorts of crazy.
Oh, it's so good. Okay. So what looks like, so Lauren Hutton is like, you know, kissing on him and, you know, like kissing his neck. So you're like, uh-oh, is she just going to go for it? She's just going to bite him?
Yeah.
And then it appears that she's going down on him.
Yeah, she bites off each individual shirt button and spits it out one
and
at a time.
And it appears that she's going down on him because he's like, I have a picture of my parents in my... He's like, you can take a look at it.
He starts talking
there.
About his mom. Yeah. He's like, well, my mom says... I'm
Is
your
that
mom.
Your dress? You probably made that yourself, too.
And my mom would probably like the pattern. My mom's really great. I have a picture of my family in my wallet if you want to take a look at it while you're down there anyway.
Wow, James, you should have just recited the whole movie.
I can recite the whole movie. I watched it a million times.
The vampires are all downstairs. They're in like a vampire locker room and everyone has their own.
It's like a clubhouse vampire.
Yeah. And everyone has like their own campy representations of themselves.
Which I love. Their coffins are personalized.
It's like their teenage rooms. Like they're allowed to like, you know, like this one's got a.
The Little House on the Prairie one has like kind of a wicker one. Like the.
One guy has two Confederate flags in his.
Yeah, well, he was a Confederate soldier. He's
I know,
the guy with the Georgia
but
play.
I was like, two.
There's like a World War One flying ace.
It's aggressive.
Who has aerial maps of shit on his coffin in the inside of it.
And then the one guy who had a Bugs Bunny stuffed animal.
Yeah, he had a teddy bear or like a bunny that he took, a stuffed bunny. That was one of the twins. The weirdo twins.
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell they were. They didn't have any lines, really. They just walked around.
No.
Stalked.
But anyway, Jim Carrey said that he woke up and he's got his pants around his ankles, which couldn't be comfortable like to sleep like that. But he's sleeping with his pants around his ankles. And he said that he dreamt that he was one of those fruit juice packets that you poke a hole. It's like a Capri Sun. But he said, like, you know, those tin like pop pouches for fruit juice.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no.
You know, those that you stick the straw in it to open it.
So she kind of insinuates that they had had sex. And he's like, oh, wow, I don't even remember this. Like,
she
did
says,
I enjoy
Let's
it?
Let's just say you earned your orange juice. And he goes, oh, really?
Yeah.
Great.
But he's like, oh, cool. So I don't even remember this. Did I enjoy it? I'm like, oh, you would not be like, okay, so I've been raped.
No, that's the difference. As an 18-year-old boy trying to get laid, if someone drugs you and fucks you, that's the greatest thing that could happen to you. You don't care about the drugging. You're just happy you got fucked. That's the thing at 18.
Okay.
You're not looking for any sort of... That's what people
really
have to understand about a boy of that age. Like, it's... The drive for it is absolutely disgusting and tremendous, and they'll take anything. So that's what's out there. Just beware, everybody.
Yeah, no
walking
shit.
Around. They're fine. Gee, drug me and rape me? Great. Perfect.
It's almost like...
Did I like it?
For a lot of the times, so they have to be like 35 to like run for office for certain things, but it's almost like they have to wait until they're 35 to think about, like, I'm going to go to school for this, because you kind of need to get that disgusting mentality out of your head.
Yeah. You do.
So, okay, so you're not allowed to run for anything until you're like 50 because you got to go to school.
That's disgusting. You shouldn't be able to do anything. That's what I mean. It's absolute 18-year-old boy.
Don't go to school to be anything.
The horniness of it is ungodly. It's really disturbing what the fuck is going through
an
18-year-old boy's mind.
Don't go to school to be anything.
No.
Just work on you, self-reflection.
Man, it's wild.
Resist the urge to be disgusting, and then you can think about other things.
Too, I think now it's different because now kids are, they're not the same anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
kids now are like afraid to drive and they don't want to have sex for some, I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but I don't know what's going on with kids now. I'm not going to, like, 16-year-olds, but...
And they're also, like, not getting in any fights because, like...
No.
Oh, do you want to go to this store with me? Well, I'll go with you because, you know, I need to support you. And I'm like, if my friend wanted to go to some store, I'd be like, I'm going to a different store.
Yeah.
You go to that one, I'll go to that one, and I'll meet you.
No, it's very different now.
It's okay, I need to support you. You know, I'm like...
Yeah.
Support. No.
Back then, you were just trying to get sex and booze and, you know, anything that you could get your hands on. It was just a different thing.
So she wants to see him again. And he says, well, about that, I'm kind of in a relationship with someone. So, you know, I can't. Yeah. She goes, it's okay. I've been the other woman before. He's like, wow, great. Like, sure,
he goes,
I'll call you.
Okay.
Yeah. We're back to school, and he wants a rare hamburger. So yeah. He's like, I want a hamburger. But he, like, before, he got it like fucking black.
It was black, and he said, you call this well done? It's still mooing. And they had to put it back on the grill and like burn it.
So that's why. Now
he wants a raw one.
Now as a viewer, we're like, something's happening to him.
Now it's a raw hamburger.
One of his friends, I think it was Russ, I really want one of these shirts. It says freelance gynecologist.
Jesus Christ. That's what I mean. That's the kind of guy he is.
You see that guy.
He's wearing a freelance.
Open palm slap him right? on site. It doesn't even matter.
At least he's announcing his presence. You know exactly what's coming when you see him. You don't go, maybe this is a nice guy, and then he gives you a line of bullshit. He says freelance gynecologist. You know better.
In this movie, I half expected his mother to be there behind him, smacking the shit out of him and being like, Russ! Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Not at all.
Ugh, I would have kicked my kid's ass if he turns out like this. So they're talking about, like, what? So did you bang this chick? Like, they're super excited about, like, you know, hearing it. Oh, well.
It was a big time grease moment.
Jim Carrey's girlfriend, Robin, hears Jim Carrey talking about that he had sex with somebody, and she's super upset. He says, I don't remember anything. I was super drunk, so, like, doesn't matter. Yes, it does.
It's cool.
One of James's favorite lines.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you threw away our relationship.
On a chauffeur and a butler and a slut who eats buttons.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's the lie.
I can't believe you threw away our relationship with a chauffeur, a butler, and a slut who eats buttons.
Slut who eats buttons. Because he was trying to...
In context, makes a lot of sense.
He was explaining to her everything, and she was like, well, he's the chauffeur. He's also the butler. And he's like, what are you talking? There's a butler now? And it was very confusing to her.
If you are mad at your boyfriend, your husband, your girlfriend, your partner, your wife, whatever, and you want to say something very confusing to them and just kind of get out of the conversation, just say, I cannot believe that you threw away our relationship with a chauffeur, a butler, and a slut who eats buttons.
They'll probably.
Or maybe if you're not even upset with them.
Just say it and walk away.
Text your husband or your wife or whatever, or your girlfriend or boyfriend or partner, and just say, I can't believe that you threw away our relationship.
Yeah, see what happens.
And then send us the screenshots of it because it'd be funny. Anyway, so Jim Carrey is acting super weird. He dissects a frog. He's not in this class. He's sleeping in the chest at the foot of his bed.
That's hilarious.
Was that his dad? Like his real dad?
No,
is that Mr. Carrey?
No, I looked it up. But the guy really looked like he could have been Jim Carrey's dad.
He looked like and acted like he could have really been his dad.
He
was good.
I don't know.
He's like, well, we've been thinking that you need to see a doctor because you're super pale and we know that you're not sleeping because you're pacing in the middle of the night. Like, maybe go to sleep, like, you know, on the bed.
This
so your mother doesn't worry about
you. This is after he opened the door and Jim Carrey pops out of his chest at the end of the bed.
He's like, hi, I was just taking a nap.
And he's like, okay, in there?
This guy was as funny as Mike Myers playing his own dad in So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was just, he was so good. I just couldn't, you know, he was really funny.
He was just horrified.
Jim Carrey is sleeping in the bed because his dad told him to, and he has a weird dream about the Countess in a very, 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 very 80s scene. So he was leaving the Countess's house, she says, I'll see you in your dreams. So obviously, you know, whatever.
Yeah, she has dream powers.
So there's like a black flamingo, there's clear chair backs, there's black velvet, you know, seats.
White
clear
plastic,
tablecloth.
White like plastic palm trees, but white. The whole things are white.
Oh.
Like ceramic palm trees.
And Cleavon Little roller skating playing the accordion.
Dude, him
skating by accordion playing is amazing.
You don't see the roller skates because it's all smoky, so he's supposed to be like floating by, but it's so clearly Cleavon Little in roller skates, which is hilarious.
It's so romantic. Like, don't play the guitar, don't play the violin anywhere near me. I just want Cleavon Little roller skating and just accordion. Oh my God, I loved it.
He knew exactly how stupid it was and played it just right. He was great.
So Jim Carrey wakes up from the dream and he talks to his girlfriend. He's like, hey, listen, I don't know what you're upset with me about, okay? I was so drunk.
Yeah.
No good. So I don't even remember it. Doesn't even count. Not even sure if it happened. Like, you know, big deal.
Well,
big
she overhears him talking to his friends about it.
Well, no,
school.
I know. This is a different time.
Yeah.
So he and Robin like make up. She's like, she goes, I want to have sex with you. I just want to be ready first.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I totally understand. He's like, I'm supposed to be pissed off that you're not putting out, but like, and you're supposed to be, you know, like, hey, you know, he's like, that's what.
He says, I'm a teenage boy. I'm supposed to be trying to get laid. And she's like, well, I thought I was frustrating you. And he goes, well, you're a teenage girl. You're supposed to be
say no, and I'm supposed to be
no,
pissed
and
off,
supposed
and he's
to
like,
be
and I'm
mad
happy.
At it. Yeah.
I'm supposed to wait for you to be ready. He's like,
she,
no, like that.
She even said, that's very 1950s of you. And he said, well, I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy. And it was like, this is Grease. What's yeah. happening right now? Why are we watching Grease?
The Countess says that we should go find Mark because they need to do
the second biting.
The second biting.
She needs it not once, not twice,
but thrice. Oh, yeah. So we looked this up because we were like, once bitten. We were like, what does that mean? Because he was bitten three times.
Twice. But he's bitten.
Yeah, but no, but he needs to be bitten three times.
The goal is three. He actually gets bit twice. So what the fuck is once bitten?
But it's supposed to be once bitten, yeah. like the comma.
Yeah.
So once bitten, comma, you will, you know, experience blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Once bitten,
so that's,
it's on, bitch.
The comma is implied.
Yeah.
The comma is implied.
It is implied, or at least an ellipses, something. Yeah.
Anyway, so she says we should go find Mark. And Cleavon Little says, are you suggesting we invade suburbia?
That's my favorite.
Bowling alleys, RVs, chicken mac nuggets.
Chicken mac nuggets. The way he says chicken mac nuggets is... Even she laughs at it, and you can tell it's kind of natural. Just like
I want chicken McNuggets.
I always want chicken McNuggets, especially the way he says it.
Okay, the two lackeys, Russ and Jamie, go to the laundromat with their Velcro wallets.
Oh, this is great.
To bring protect. As soon as that scene came on, I forgot that he got stuffed in a Maytag.
Yeah.
But I said, I went, oof, if they act how they're going to act, they're going to get stuffed in a Maytag. I was like, because I would fucking put them in and do extra soap.
Yeah,
yuck.
They
I
go
would just
literally
be so mad.
Go to the laundromat like dressed up to pick up chicks at the laundromat. They don't have clothes with them.
They have they Velcro wallets.
They don't have like a bag of clothes even to pretend they're doing laundry too. Mm-hmm. It's just like, what's up, honey?
And they just corner these women and they're like, "Hi, I'm Russ. I'm a Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
I like what is he like? Candlelit
surfing
dinners,
and candlelit dinners and sticking his thumb up his ass. I don't know."
Yeah. So he asks, Russ asks Jamie, do you have protection? And he pulls out a latex glove.
He pulls out a glove and he says, I didn't know what size I'd need. And so Russ snatches it from him. He goes, you're an idiot, basically.
They're both idiots.
Yeah. But I mean, at least Russ knows that condoms exist and, you know, to just get a condom and not a fucking rubber glove.
Yeah.
It's not going to help any.
Well, the dumb thing is that at least like Anthony Michael Hall. Is it Anthony Michael Hall or
not
is it Michael
movie.
Anthony Hall?
It's
no,
Anthony
I know.
Michael
but,
Hall, the actor.
I always mess that up. Surprise. I mess somebody's name up. What? That guy in like, you know, 16 Candles or whatever. So he's a total perv.
Yeah.
And Molly Ringwald's like, hey, you're a total perv. That's not how you fucking talk to ladies. And he's like, cool. Can I just have your underwear so that my friends aren't like, at least he was like crafty to try to like figure out
how to.
Well,
that's
because
that was written by John Hughes and he's a great fucking writer.
Right,
that's
true.
Why. And this was not. This is a piece of shit 80s teen
Russ
movie.
Walks up to this lady, this woman, and says, can I help you fold your undergarments, sir?
Yeah.
You'd get open palm slapped in the face. Or no, was that Jamie?
That was Jamie.
Jamie
as
asked
Russ
that.
Went up to give his line.
Yeah, Russ did his line. And then she's like, oh, cool. So can we go back to your place and I'll tie you up? Like, I'll do this. And he's like, no, I got to go.
Yeah. She's clearly more aggressive than he had in mind.
Well, I think she was
trying
to.
She's fucking with him.
She's
trying to scare him. She can tell he's a child. That's why.
We are at the mall.
Well, you missed Jamie getting put in the.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So he's walking away because he's terrified of that lady, Russ. Russ is terrified.
Can't find Jamie.
And he can't find Jamie, and you just see Russ spinning. Jamie spinning in the dryer.
And he gets out, and all of his clothes are shrunken. He's been in there for at max 25 seconds, but his clothes are completely shrunken, and he has, like, socks stuck to him, which is pretty funny.
We're at the mall. It's a very 80s mall. There's neon. It's gorgeous, this department store. Oh, it's gorgeous.
First of all, Robin's outfits in this fucking movie are insane. She's wearing like...
It's beautiful.
She's wearing like a size quadruple X button-down pink shirt with like the sleeves rolled up past the biceps. It's
big white
wild.
Pants.
Big white pants with a fucking neon belt.
Oh, and I want this hairdo.
And suspenders.
Suspenders. I want Robin's hairdo and I want... The Countess's fucking
outfits. There you go.
And then I want to hang out with Cleavon Little.
Well, yeah, I'd like to have him
and eat chicken
mac nuggets. He doesn't have to do anything.
He doesn't have to butler.
No, God, no.
He just wants.
We should
buttle
for him.
I'll buttle
for Cleavon Little for Christ's sake. I'll give him whatever he wants.
Make a roast. It's not a big deal. I just want to hang out with Cleavon Little.
Yeah.
And we can talk about chicken mac nuggets.
I like it. Tell me all about chicken mac nuggets.
Anyway,
Cleavon.
So Jim Carrey is being Jim Carrey. He's interrupting Robin at work, distracting her, and he wants to buy these black leather pants. So she's like, why?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know, because I think they're cool.
Yeah, like, I just like them.
Yeah.
This is one of the few times he's allowed to be Jim Carrey when he's like behind, she's talking to a customer and he's like standing behind the customer getting her attention. He's like doing the eyebrow wave.
He's distracting her. Yeah.
He's doing like his full like Jim Carrey routine in the background.
The Countess is in the dressing room and she's just hiding in there. And Jim Carrey walks in there to try on his leather pants. And he's like arguing with the Countess, but like Robin thinks that he's talking to her.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, because he's so saying, like, leave me alone.
She's getting mad
at
him, and he's like, well, I love Robin. And she's like, I love Mark. Like, okay. And so she gets mad at him because she thinks that he's saying to her to leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I've seen you in your shorts before. Like, I'm not sure what your problem is.
Yeah.
So the Countess bites his leg, his groin region.
Yes.
In the dressing room. And then on her way out, she pushes over an old lady.
That's hilarious. Yeah. She shoves an old lady, just for randomly shoves an old lady in a rack of clothes. You're like, good for you.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Great. Well done.
Yeah.
So it's morning at Jim Carrey's house. He comes down. He's wearing all black. He's got like his eyes are all red. He's very
squinting.
Pale. He's squinting.
Tells his mom, is it bright in here in the kitchen? It's just morning time. His mom's got like a big thing of ground beef.
Has a big thing of beef, and she is squeezing out all the juice, like all the meat juice,
the blood.
Into a cup.
Yeah, she's pouring the blood into a cup for some reason.
She's manhandling this meat.
Oh, yeah.
Pouring it into the cup.
Oh, big time.
Wiping it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Does not wash her hands.
And then she grabs a hunk of the meat just right out of the package and smashes
Plops
it into
the thing.
Yeah.
And then she just wipes her hand on the towel.
That's all.
On the oven.
Yeah.
And then she grabs a cookie.
Oh, yeah.
That Jim Carrey was eating.
Oh, yeah.
And like puts it down and she's just like touching. I was like,
oh, she's just contaminating the shit out of everything. That whole kitchen is E. coli.
Oh my God, you have so much E. coli in
It's all over the place.
I was like, no.
Raw meat, just touching everything. She's
Jim Carrey
mess.
Pours himself a glass of juice. And Jim Carrey's dad comes out and he's like, you know, I just ran this running shits for the birds. I hate it. You know,
mom says,
the worst.
Can I make you an egg burger? And he says, yeah, sure, which will counteract all the jogging he just
did. All the jogging that you just did, and then you're just going to eat that. So,
yeah.
Okay. Jim Carrey goes to chug the juice, but he ends up chugging the meat blood.
And he's like, I'm late. Hold on. They're like, at least drink your juice. And he just grabs it and slams it, and the glasses were next to each other. And the parents are like,
Yeah.
What's the dad say? No, at least he's not anemic.
Yeah.
So he says, yeah.
Yeah.
At least we know he's not anemic.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Hilarious.
But he looks like Jim Carrey, too.
He really does. That's what I thought right away.
It was very
well cast.
In the
face, it looks like he could be Jim Carrey's dad. He really does.
Jim Carrey is, sitting alone in his ice cream truck, and these kids wanted to buy a fudgesicle. When the kids walked up, he did like this weird vampire thing. He like went like.
He went to get he got the ice cream and turned around with the ice cream and went like, and the kids ran away.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. They ran away.
They had bikes and they just threw their bikes down and ran.
To run, which bikes are faster.
You have a bike.
Made no sense.
You have a bike.
I was a kid with a bike and you would get away on your bike. You wouldn't drop your bike and run.
Yeah.
You start pedaling.
Yeah. So anyway, he goes into a church and he says that, you know, hi, I slept with this lady. And now I've just been scaring children.
You made it sound like he walked into a church and just whoever was sitting there, he said, hi, I slept with this lady. He went to confession.
Yeah, he went to church and he went to confession and he just like, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I slept with this lady. I scared children, giving them a fudgesicle. Like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, you know, whatever. And the priest tells him to get yourself a shovel because you're in deep shit.
Because it's not a priest. It's a homeless guy that was sleeping on the floor of the church that wandered into the other side of the confessional when he saw Jim Carrey go in there.
So he's having another dream.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey. And Robin is this beautiful, perfect angel laying in a bed. She's wearing all white, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's opposite of the evil thing.
She's all virginal and shit.
And he is a bat.
Like a very cheesy, like on purpose. Like
oh my God, this
furry.
Thing is like a very furry,
it's like a stuffed animal
bat, and then it turns into Jim Carrey. Yeah. And he's a vampire and he's wearing like the cape and like the, oh my God, it's like,
yeah.
And he's doing his eyebrow thing and he's like,
if you went to a costume shop and said, give me the works on the vampire, this is what they'd give you with the collars and the whole fucking thing.
And he bites Robin in the neck in his dream.
Yeah.
Okay. So now it's Halloween time. And everyone's in costumes.
Well, at least it's the Halloween dance. It's not Halloween.
Yes.
It's
the
Halloween hop at school.
Halloween hop, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's in costumes.
This is the...
Nobody was trying to be sexy.
No. No sexy.
One girl was dressed like a domino.
Like a domino. No, it's true. She was just a fucking domino.
She had a rectangle box. Can I tell you,
that
James,
was a great costume. Hi, I'm a domino.
Do you have a favorite Halloween costume?
A domino.
That you wore.
I wore like two costumes my whole life.
Mine was, I don't remember, I might have been 7 or 8. And there was a commercial about if you found the gray M&M, you won $250,000. My grandmother sewed me a costume, a gray M&M.
Yeah.
And I went trick-or-treating as a gray M&M, and I was quite thrilled with myself, and
that's
nobody got it.
Well, yeah.
They were like, because it looked like a homemade costume.
Yeah.
And so they were looking at me like, oh. Like,
they just felt bad for you?
And I'm like, no, it's really hilarious.
Like, I really wanted to be an M&M, but my parents wouldn't buy me one.
Yeah, my parents could only get me this. But like everybody looked at me very sad. And like, meanwhile, here I am, ding dong, trick or treat.
Yeah.
These people are definitely going to say oh my God, we're winning $250,000. It was a real deep cut M&M joke.
Yeah, Halloween's probably not the time to go for like an in joke because I feel like it's a pretty basic crowd. You're just knocking on doors. It's as random as it gets. It's not your crowd, baby. That's all it is. Don't worry about it. It's not
too
you.
Smart for
you can do it. That's what it is.
I was also a televangelist.
That
was my last year that I went trick-or-treating as a televangelist. You got to go out with a bang. Yeah.
No, none of these kids are, these are like teenagers. Yeah. They're not like, you know.
Like one guy is dressed up like a nun. Like this girl is just like a domino. Like,
domino.
You know,
he's
this person,
one kid's Pinocchio with a big thing.
Yeah.
She's Jill. It's very wholesome almost. This feels like Greece 50s dance. Like this is the big dance off scene in Greece, literally.
Yes.
And it's the same exact thing. Cha-cha's in there. It's wild.
They go to check in and Megan Mullally is Suzette. She
That's
is
a
in
good,
this movie.
That was a nice surprise. I forgot about her.
So she says Robin Pierce. Robin walks up and she goes, It's not about what you're wearing. It's fine. I just thought that we agreed that we were going to dress similar.
Yeah, you're going to be Jack.
She's
Jill.
She's like,
Jack
I wish that you would have told me that you were going to be a vampire because then I wouldn't have dressed up like Jill.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not dressed up like a vampire.
Not wearing
I just,
a costume.
I didn't get a chance to go to get a costume today. And like he's really, which I was like, this is a gift. This is a
it's
gift.
Easy. Yeah.
And they're like, you're dressed up like a vampire. Sure. Yep.
By the way, Robin goes up and she's, you know, Megan Mullally's like, okay, you're Jill.
Sans Jack.
That, if someone wore that costume now, would anybody know she was Jill?
No.
Never in a million fucking
Raggedy
years.
Ann?
Yeah, what are you? I don't know. You're just like a peasant person? That's what people would say. What are you, just like a peasant water person?
Yeah, what is this?
Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Jill.
So she's Jill of Jack and Jill, and then she puts Mark
of
Kendall.
Jack and Jill fame.
Of the Jack and Jill lore.
Yeah.
By the way, have you ever thought about how dark that song was?
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
Jack fell down and broke his crown and didn't get up in the morning.
No, he's dead. He's fucked up, man.
Jack died.
Jack straight. Well, he's at least concussed pretty good.
In traction, a little bit?
Yeah, possibly.
Okay. Mark Kendall is a vampire, apparently. Whatever.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey is upset that everyone keeps saying that he's dressed like a vampire and he's not wearing a costume. Who cares? The Countess shows up at the Halloween Halloween hop, and now it's Grease. Countess is Cha-Cha.
And everyone's just like, everyone clears the dance floor and go, like, who is this old lady? All the kids would be, these are children.
Yeah, they're very excited about this 40-year-old dancing with
40?
Mark Kendall.
40?
I don't know.
Not 40. She's fucking way older than 40. Not that that's whatever, but I'm just saying, like, she's
older. Well, she's 390.
Yeah, but I mean, she looks like one of the teachers who has tenure. Like, she's been there a while. Like, you know, it's weird.
So Robin is technically Sandy.
Yeah, she's Sandy. She's all innocent and pure.
But then there becomes a dance-off between Robin and the Countess.
Which is crazy, because they have like a dance battle where they're
for
like
Jim Carrey
fighting, but they're doing it to the song.
Yeah.
So, like, rather than just leaving the dance floor, letting everyone get
this
on with
the
their dance,
song.
Going out, yeah, he belongs to me. And yeah. So there's that one. Rather than just leaving everyone to their dance.
Thank you for singing it.
Rather than leaving everyone to their dance and going outside and hashing this the fuck out, they decide to have some weird in front of the school. This won't look weird for with a 50-year-old lady dancing for an 18-year-old, but they're sort of fighting. At one point, they're like literally fighting.
And then Robin like rips off her skirt and she's got this cute like lace like under, like, you know, it's like slip on like type thing.
She's got like a leotard,
underneath it. And then she takes off the top of
it
and
just
kind of nips blasting hard. And I was like, whoa.
Jesus, Robin. Robin is fucking coming hard. Well, she had to be sexy. That was
she
the only way
sexy.
She could overcome. That's like, you know, Sandy dressing in black. That was Robin's version
but
of that.
Wouldn't you have loved to have seen a dance-off between Sandy and Cha-Cha in Greece?
We didn't get that. We didn't get them going back and forth. Robin's way more aggressive than Sandy.
Well, Robin's down for her man.
That's what I'm saying. Robin later on, as we'll find out,
she's down as fuck, man.
She uses the one fuck of the movie perfectly, which is great.
So Jim Carrey is... on the way out, because the Countess is mad that she's been beaten in the dance.
Yeah, Robin wins him over.
She pushed a guy in a nun costume down. I was like, wow, she's just pushing everybody out.
She just shoves
she doesn't
people
get her way.
Leaves rooms.
Jim Carrey won best costume. He got so upset, he ran out of the room. And then, so he's hugging Robin, and he doesn't see his reflection in the mirror. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, So then he says... That woman who bit my buttons that was just having a dance off with you is a vampire, and she turned me into a vampire.
I think that's what happened.
Robin is like,
what are you, out of your fucking mind? No. She laughs at him at first.
Well,
she goes,
she's
a
like,
vampire?
Because you can see what his reflection, and then she doesn't see his reflection.
Then she
she's
goes,
like,
Park, you're right there. And he's not there.
Yeah. So the next day, Robin goes to the library, okay? And she's like asking the librarian guy about vampires. So one of the dumb questions that she asks is there such thing as a female vampire? And can one of these lady vampires bite a guy?
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, how old is he? And she's like, 18. And then he goes, well, a vampire lady needs to bite a virgin. Otherwise, she's not going to be beautiful.
She's like, an 18-year-old boy is hardly going to be a virgin.
Yeah.
And it's like, well.
And she's like, well, what if I have it on good authority that he is? So he said that you would want to find out if the bark. Wow. The bite mark is on his inner thigh.
Yeah, that's
so,
what this is the point of entry is going to be.
Robin goes and tracks down Jim Carrey's friends at school. And she's like, I need you to look at his inner thigh, even though he has been trying to show her his inner thigh.
That's what I'm saying.
For months.
Yeah, she could very easily. If she just said, take your pants off, he'd be like, great.
Can I check your inner thigh for something? Sure.
Even if they're not breakaways, he would have ripped them off like a stripper.
Can I check your inner thigh for something? He'd take the pants off and then go, what do you need to check for? It's like, I feel like that's what he would have said.
All. He could just say, take your pants off. Poof, there you go. What's up?
So anyway, she's down as fuck for him because she's like, listen, I think that he got a disease.
Yeah.
And they're like, a venereal disease? Dumb.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I know it's stupid. So now we have this is the only reason why she's having them. This is the only reason that this scene exists.
Yes.
So there's a locker room / shower scene here. The kids are in gym. They're in the locker room and they're trying to dropping stuff and looking, to see if they can see his inner thigh.
The shower.
And then they're in the shower and they do the exact same thing. Because they're trying, when they're getting undressed, they're trying to, stretch and, whatever.
Once they're in the shower, Russ drops the soap. And then while he's down there, he's, trying to look up at his, at his inner thigh. And it's supposed to be comical of, them, obviously. They're looking at his balls in the shower.
Yeah.
So that's the whole joke.
And then everybody is, because the Russ guy just grabs him and tells Jamie to look.
He grabs him from the back.
Jim Carrey and he's like,
wraps his
Jamie,
arms.
Look at it. Yeah.
Jamie, look. And he's like, I can't see. And
he's got soap in his eyes and everybody's they're like, oh, look at them. Run. So now the three boys are upset that their reputation is.
Everybody definitely thinks that they were having a three-way in the shower at this point, basically, if we could put it that way.
So the two.
They do yell some very insensitive things in the shower.
Yeah.
Which 80s children in a shower, as Jamie puts it, reenacting a prison rape scene will get you some backlash from the rest of the crew in 1985, probably. That's probably accurate.
No good. Anyway. So Russ and Jamie are at the Burger Circus, and they're like, you know, last thing we need is for people to think, you know, that we are gay.
Yeah. It's like, now everybody thinks we're gay.
We might as well go buy his and his towels.
Yeah, we might as well move in together.
Yeah, we might as well move in together. So they tell Jim Carrey why they did that, because he's like, do you want to explain to me, like,
yeah,
what's going on?
What the hell happened?
And so they tell him what's, and he goes, did you ever think to just ask? And they were like,
and you see their eyes go, they're like, oh my God. And then you see Russ, he goes, she told us to look. She told us to look.
And Jamie.
Jamie's my favorite. He goes, oh no, I knew it, man. We enjoyed it. That's my favorite. We enjoyed it, man.
Because
we're Rump Rangers.
They're so clueless about everything.
That's what I'm saying. The whole thing is that, yes, whatever you can say, saying some homophobic shit at the time, but it's because they're unsure of sexuality they have. They're 18. Yeah. They're scared of everything. They don't know if I think I like girls, but what if I don't? Like, yeah. They don't know what's happening. And that's the whole point of these characters. They're completely, utterly
clueless about everything. They would be open palm slap.
Yeah.
Should they act like this? No.
No, they're just idiots.
They never like benefit from it. They're always fucking the butt of the joke.
The very end they do, but they did something to redeem themselves for that. They actually,
that's true.
They did something productive.
And also it's a movie.
And it's a movie, so you got to have a funny ending.
Okay. So the Countess kidnaps Robin, and now everybody is at the Countess's mansion.
They go to rescue Robin from the Countess's
mansion.
Yeah, because
the boys go to rescue her. From, you know, they have to take the ice cream truck, of course.
Very, the most inconspicuous vehicle possible, obviously.
And as Jim Carrey and the two lackeys break into the mansion to go find Robin, I would be Jamie, because he's like, I have to go to the bathroom.
He's like, my stomach's gurgling. He goes, man, tie it off, man. You gotta fucking, they're like, relax, dude.
I would absolutely be like, okay, you guys, I have to go to the bathroom. It's not good.
Yeah.
When,
like,
are we
not
gonna,
an option.
Yeah. Should we leave like something so that we know how to get out if
we're
there's
breaking
any
into a vampire's basement? We really gotta keep it together here.
Shit your pants. Who cares? They find Robin. She's been kidnapped. She's been tied and taped to this
chair. She's
in
like the first room,
basement.
Too. It's like a storage room.
And she said that Cleavon Little said that you needed me, so that's why I'm here.
Yeah, yeah.
And she says, listen, you're still a virgin. She only bit you in the leg and drew blood from you.
Yeah.
So they're walking around, and at the same time, there's a parallel editing. We have the unveiling of the chair. It's kind of like a gynecologist's, like, office. It looks like stirrups.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's like a freelance gynecologist.
Yeah, it's more like a torture rack table, because the way it is.
But as they unveil it, and like, so everybody's there. Oh yeah, because didn't they get found? And then they bring them to the unveiling of the chair.
Yes,
because the brown Jamie claps.
Yeah,
like, they unveil
like, the
chair, and everybody's
vampires,
clapping,
yeah.
And
she's just going with it.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah.
Robin grabs a cross necklace. Oh no, sorry. The Countess entrances Jim Carrey by doing like,
he does like the
her.
Bela Lugosi come to me thing.
So, but he's laying in this chair and she's like doing this and he's just staring at her like, you know,
lovingly. They've ripped his jeans off, so he's in his boxers in the chair.
Robin grabs a cross necklace and repels her, and the other two grab these like fire torches. Okay. And
yeah, because there's torches all around, obviously, because that's how vampires light their places, even if
but
they live
also,
in a mansion.
But also, they're afraid of the fire, so why do they have fire?
Well, yeah, not to be poked at them. So, yeah, they...
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, the two lackeys are actually pretty tough. They're, you know, they're warding off all the vampires.
There's a cross joke. She says, actually, that cross stuff is silly. That doesn't work on me. I'm an atheist. That's what she says.
And then she says fire. But what I was saying is that the friends are being good and tough, and they said, how'd you like to have your crotch on fire?
Yeah.
Cleavon Little goes, ooh, rough trade.
He goes, ooh, rough trade. It's like, Jesus Christ.
This is the outfit that I want bad.
Oh, this is the Lauren Hutton outfit. Yeah.
Oh my God. If somebody could make it into a pantsuit, beautiful. I would never, I don't know when the last time I wore a dress was. I'll never wear a dress. I don't own a dress. I couldn't even tell you. I don't wear dresses. But if somebody could make this into a pantsuit for me, I will happily pay you.
That's hilarious.
I want this pantsuit. Bad. Okay. Anyway, so Jim Carrey and Robin run off. The vampires end up, there's like a big chase. The vampires end up blowing out the fire. There's a bunch of 80s music. The two vampire girls end up with the two friends.
Yeah, they like find them like pinned behind a gate and they're like, ooh, what do we have here that got left behind?
Yeah.
They're like the two young vampire chicks.
My favorite line of the whole movie, I think, is Jamie saying, can one of you tell me where the bathroom is?
And Russ is like hitting him, while, even though they're stuck behind a thing with a metal fucking gate in their face.
Can one of you tell me where the bathroom is?
He's still got a shit. I mean, that's not going away.
It's just, can one of you please?
Can one of you please tell me where the bathroom is?
They lock.
While this is going on, because their whole thing was we'll keep them back. There's a whole vampire.
Vampires blow out the fire.
Yeah, there's a whole thing with like Jim Carrey and Robin like pop it out of one door and then another vampire pops in. So they go out another door and then like over
so
here.
Many doors.
And a vampire. It turns into like a French farce like at this point where like, you know, they're walking and they go around a pillar and the one vampire runs into the pillar in the middle. And it's very slapsticky, this whole chase.
And so the vampires blow out the fire and the two lackeys are stuck with these two vampire girls at the end. And so they're just kind of being awkward.
He gives his line. He gives his, I'm Russ and I'm a Sagittarius.
Yeah, they're definitely split off into pairs and they're flirting with the vampires.
Vampires drop their garb and.
But the vampires are, they seem to be into it.
Oh, they're going to fuck these two. Yeah, they don't give a shit what they're saying. It doesn't matter. We're just fucking you.
Yeah.
Because we're horny vampires, I guess.
I guess. So, Jim Carrey and Robin lock the doors to the vampire locker room.
Yeah. It's got like a big stick and they put it through
and
the slats.
The Countess acts like she hasn't been able to open doors this whole time. Like they're punching down doors and she's like, I have to, can you just see if it's unlocked? Because I have to pay for all these.
Yeah.
But it's like, you've been able to magically open
doors.
Well,
that was a joke of all of these movies that they're always breaking doors down. And that was the joke of that's that part of the satire attempted of, can you at least try to open the knob? Because in every movie, they just bust a door down. That was a total attempt at it. This is what I mean. That's a joke that looks like
put
an old stupid joke now.
Back.
But then it was probably, I don't know, less old.
The vampires are in the vampire locker room. They're looking around. They're kind of like, you know, this is the last place that Jim Carrey and Robin were.
We thought we had them trapped.
The coffin starts moving and squeaking. So obviously they're having sex. She says they couldn't have, but then they both come up smoking a cigarette and she goes, oh, so they could have, but not
because
long enough to enjoy it.
You were in there for less than a minute and they're still smoking. He goes, I guess you could have. Yeah.
Yeah. Not long enough to enjoy it.
But not long enough to enjoy it.
The Countess, since it's midnight and now it's Halloween, the Countess turns into an old woman.
Yeah, she's lightning around her.
I need a virgin.
Yeah, get me a virgin, somebody, please, quick.
And Jim Carrey says, you know, the Countess is right. It would be better slower. Now we have coffin sex. Movie's over.
Well, you get Cleavon Little as he brings out the old Countess. He's like, it's okay, we can still find a virgin for you. Because now she's, you know, like 100. And he's like, we'll just go somewhere different where people are a little slower, like Kansas or Nebraska. And that's how he walks her out.
And then it ends with coffin sex.
Ends with more coffin. They close the coffin to get it on because you'd want to stay in this house with the vampires and fucking a coffin probably rather than just go somewhere else.
And then that's it. It's done.
Yeah, she'll fuck in a coffin but on an ice cream truck. By the way, brilliant by Robin of how can we thwart this if you're not a virgin? She doesn't want
sex.
You.
Yeah.
Boom. Done.
She's down.
Robin's down. She'll do anything.
Well, it is better than in Twilight because
that's been dragging on for four movies already.
Kristen Stewart is like, you know, and I'm like, oh God, will somebody fuck somebody?
Dude, it drags on for movies and movies.
And then
and
at
movies.
Least in this movie, she's like, all right, well,
good. That's
whatever. Anyway,
someone didn't write it as some sort of like Mormon, you know, mirror thing.
Yeah.
It's a different thing.
James.
What's that?
James.
Yes.
James.
Yes.
I'm Sarah.
Yes, hello.
I'm an Aries. You're a Gemini.
Yeah.
Okay. I enjoy trash reality TV, judging others when I have absolutely no business doing so, and chocolate chip cookies.
Wonderful.
I'm a mature person, and you're a mature person, so that means one thing.
Yeah, I know what that thing is. I know what that is.
Let's go to the Heigl-meter.
To the Heigl-meter!
The Heigl-meter is our unit of measurement, the way that we rate our movies on a scale of 1 Heigl to 5 Heigls. 5 Heigls being the worst movie you've ever seen, most punishing,
most
awful,
punishing.
Blech. One Heigl?
Not that bad.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
James, since this is your pick, this is your week, I will let you go first.
All right. I am going to give this movie, very easy to pursue it this week, negative 390 Heigls.
Why?
I am going to go negative the amount of Heigls of the age or supposed age of the Countess.
Great.
This movie's wonderful. Yes, it's got a lot of cheese dicky 80s stuff in it,
but
it's a silly, stupid movie, and it's dumb, and it's really fun to see Jim Carrey trying to not be Jim Carrey and like having little hints of Jim Carrey, because we didn't mention
dancer too.
During that whole dance scene, he's got a lot of physical stuff he's got to do where he's like
great dancer
going back and forth, and then he's got to actually dance for a minute
playing
and you're
guitar
like,
on his leg, snapping into a different character.
Yeah,
he's acting like a weird like in love puppy with.
That's his first real Jim Carrey moment on film there,
yeah.
Like where you're like, oh, there's like a future like physical comedy star in there somewhere. Other than that, he just seems like kind of a run-of-the-mill, lame character with a poorly written, you know, character. So, but anyway, negative 390 Heigls. It's
fun.
Good times. Cleavon Little.
I'm just going to give it one Heigl. I'm just going to go stay true to the...
It's good work.
It's just one Heigl. I didn't want to try to be cute with anything. I mean... I didn't think about the 390.
Yeah.
No, I just wasn't able to be cute this round.
I
couldn't even think of anything. I was just so like, once bitten. I was just, I was happy.
Understand. Believe me, I get it.
Yeah. So thank you, everyone, for being here and listening.
God damn it, that movie was great.
Follow us on social media and talk to us about the movies. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.com/YouGotHeigled. We do bonus episodes every other week. Patreon.com/YouGotHeigled. We talk 90 Day Fiancé, other reality television shows. We play games. We play Blotsy.
What
we play
game
Make
this
Your Own Rom-Com.
Make Your Own Rom-Com.
Last week, we did a career in retrospect. We kicked it off with The Cause.
Oh,
course.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Who the fuck else did you kick it off with?
It was fun, too. It was
always
a lot of
good
fun.
To talk about the movies where Kevin Costner is going to bore you to tears with baseball and or every woman or man in that movie wanting to fuck him. So,
that,
I mean,
or,
you know,
he's just dusty in the West.
Yeah.
One of the three.
The Postman.
Yes.
This week, we're going to do Make Your Own Rom-Com because God damn it, I miss it.
I love it. We've got new stuff
to
add, too.
We haven't played that game yet.
Yeah, now you have new stuff to add, too.
Oh, God. I
from
know.
Alaska. Sitka, mm-hmm. Alaska as a new... A new location.
And that is at patreon.com/YouGotHeigled, YouGotHeigled. If you like this show, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars if you like it. If you
it
don't
helps.
Like it, don't worry about it. Just, like I said, there's a lot of things.
Keep your
in this
goddamn
world.
Opinions to yourself if you don't like it.
There's a lot of things in this world that I don't like
yeah.
that you don't know about. Do
no.
you know why? Because I don't like it, and it's none of your business whether I like it or not.
That's
so
fair.
That's fine. Anyway, if you want to talk to, if you want to talk to our merch, if you want to buy our merch, I just put up a Law and Order Vampire Homicide Unit shirt.
Oh, it's great.
And then I am going to make one of Stolen by an Eagle.
Stolen by an Eagle.
Mostly for that.
Stolen.
From last week's episode. So that's at heigleyourself.threadless.com. If you want to talk to me, I'm at Twitter and Instagram.com/SarahHisFunny. SarahHisFunny. I also have books on Amazon. They're called Small Potatoes, Mouthwatering Musings of a Misanthrope, or Leftover Beef
from
a Lovable Curmudgeon.
There you go.
You're
funny. Buy the damn books.
They are on Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Yes.
God, I really hate talking about myself.
They're funny books. You should buy them. That's really all you need to say because they're really funny. Do you like funny things? Well, there's funny books that are really good, and they're like a fast read, too. It's not like it's not War and Peace. You're going to sit down and fire. It's fun. So read the damn books.
Yeah. It's a great bathroom book.
It's a great bathroom book. Perfect for the bathroom.
Perfect for me. Perfect for the bathroom. James, please.
Perfect while you're taking a dump. Hey, read my words while you're pooping. Why don't you?
All right. Laugh and unload.
That's right. that's your catchphrase. Perfect. I like it.
My own quote about my own book. Laugh and unload.
Hey,
take a load off.
Take a load off, why don't you?
Gross. Okay, go ahead, James. How can people talk to you?
You can, at Jimmy P is funny. You'll find me on there. You know how to do it. Or listen also to my other two shows, Crime and Sports every Tuesday and Small Town Murder every Thursday. Listen, please, and come see me there. Thank you so much for hanging with us.
Anyway, speaking of thank yous.
Yes, I love this part.
We are going to say thank you. We are going to give thanks.
Thank you.
We're happy.
We're happy that you weren't stolen by an eagle. Put
we
it that way.
We are happy.
Very happy.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, yeah. So he has been bitten twice.
Yeah.
In his leg.
Twice.
And he was exhibiting many vampire qualities.
Now he's just going to be cool. He's
but
not
I mean,
going to
yeah,
be.
Because of the time.
Yeah.
But like, does he still wear black? Like, does
That's
he
what
still
I'm
like,
I think
eat
so.
Raw meat?
Yeah, I think he's just going to be cool now. Like, you know. Kind of.
So he's going to have some properties of vampires?
I think so. Or Robin fucked the vampire out of him. Like, if you don't get all three doses by the time you lose your virginity, then it's over. And I think she might have just fucked the vampire right out of him.
Oh.
I think your first, yeah. the first time.
Robin, yeah. Dance champion, and she fucks the vampire
She'll fuck
out
the
of you.
Vampire out of you. That's how good
okay.
she is.
All right, well, way to go, Robin.
Oh, I banged Robin. Was she good? Yeah, man, she fucked the vampire out of me, son. Oh, shit was good.
Okay.
That's a teenage conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so here we are. Ready, get set.
Please.
Brandon Schmaltz.
Hey, thank
Jody
you.
Jody Settle. Zach Keaton. Rachel Bontrager.
Ooh, I like. Cool name.
Iona Singh.
That's not that
Ioana.
Hard.
Ioana.
Ioana. Ioana.
Tim Sparling. Cohen McPherson. Jennifer Flora. Kimberly Pelton. Stephanie Diddy. Ashley Vio Duty.
Thank you.
And every single one of you, really.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you guys
so much
so
for supporting
much for
our
hanging
show.
Out with us. And
we appreciate everything you do.
Participating in the haggling.
Yeah, thank you guys. Honestly, thank you everyone for hanging. And thank you all the Patreon
thank
people.
Thank you guys for standing up to be counted.
Yes,
stand for what
up.
You are about to receive.
We not, hope none of you get bit that third time. We really do.
Yeah, we hope that you're getting just the two. So you just become cool.
Just cool.
And, but yeah, anyway, thank you guys so much and, go heigl yourselves.
Go heigl yourselves, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.